afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and all major podcast providers. You can also visit our website at www.theorganicview.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter to find out about upcoming guests, features, events, and other shows on our network. If you have any questions or would like to find out about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us on Facebook, Twitter, or send us an email to questions@theorganicview.com. The expression, "you are what you eat," is something that many people take to heart, especially when it comes to their health and overall well-being. However, most people do not really understand why this is so. Many people are going back to basics and incorporating a raw food intake as they nurse themselves back to good health. Raw foods, consumed in their natural state, offer a myriad of vitamins and nutrients that are often lost during the cooking process. On today's show, I have the pleasure of welcoming back our favorite rawpreneur, Marie-Claire Hermans, who started her company Ravishing Raw after she cured herself of chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia with raw foods. She actually outsmarted the doctors who told her that she could never be cured. Firm in her belief, she studied the body, mind, and spirit and their connection to each other. She invests on a constant basis in her education as a raw foods coach, in her own personal growth, and also how to be of service to others. So I would like to welcome back to the show Marie-Claire Hermans. Good evening and welcome back to the show, Marie.
Hi, June. So it's really a pleasure to be here again. Thank you for inviting me.
You are by far one of the show's favorite experts, especially when it comes to raw. And I might add that it's not just raw, it's organic raw. So for those of you that were not sure about that, I just wanted to point that out. Yeah. But before we begin, could you please tell our audience about yourself and how you came to understanding the benefits of raw foods?
Sure. So as you already told, I was very ill. I suffered from several major diseases. I was paralyzed from period to period. I could not do anything anymore, actually. So the last two diagnoses, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, were the two last diseases that I could not conquer, because doctors and science are not, well, they don't know what to do with them because they're so vague, and they see those diagnoses as something, as a name of vague complaints that nobody knows what to do with. So then they say you have chronic fatigue syndrome, you know. And so it's hard to cure something you don't know anything about. And I felt really abandoned and misunderstood and not believed. I was in a space where nobody would believe what I was sensing. And so I started my own investigation. And a certain day I heard the term raw food. So I Googled it and my world totally opened to new perspectives I had never seen before. And I started reading, and I knew instantly that this was the solution I was looking for since years. And I knew this is it. And the next day I was 100% raw, because I could feel that this was really what my body was asking for, true nutrients. And I was already eating healthy, to my opinion, but then I discovered that so many other factors were there that I had never heard of. And so from the day on, I started eating everything raw. 10 days later, the pain that I was plagued with constantly was gone all of a sudden. So it was a major feeling not to be in pain since years. So, and as I continued, I started adding more energy to my body. I became able to generate energy, something that is impossible with chronic fatigue syndrome. And so after 3 months, I could stay up all day. I could start doing things again without being punished for days or weeks. to the couch or to bed. And from there on, I just became better and better and more active and more energized, and I was able to start up a new life. I was able to start a business, and I'm working again, and I can do most things again as I used to. Well, except for running, that's the only thing I can't do, but it's that's a very acceptable thing for me. So I don't think that it's not essential to my life.
Congratulations. That's a major accomplishment, and listening to your entire transformation. Just out of curiosity, if you could share with our audience, what was a typical day like for you before you decided to start consuming raw foods?
Oh, I would wake up fatigued. I was not able to get up, but I would, because I was very disciplined, and I refused to accept my illness. And I was a very stubborn client. I was a difficult client for the doctors, because I would not listen to their advice to accept my illness. So when I woke up, I would shower, dress myself. I would always use some makeup. I would never leave my hair uncombed, or, you know, I refused that. So it was important for myself to keep my daily routine going, even if that took an hour, just to get under the shower and dress myself, because I was so slow and every movement was taking all of my energy, the energy I didn't even have. So it took me a long time to get dressed, but that was important for me. So, and then the rest of the day, well, I would eat something and I would be fatigued from eating and would have to lie down for many hours. I would fall asleep. I would wake up again.
Would you fall asleep immediately after eating? Because I know a lot of people have experienced made comments that what they experience after they eat, say, a large pasta dinner, that immediately they just fall asleep. And it's a very, I know I've experienced that, and that's one of the reasons why I don't really consume pasta as often as I used to. And it's really your body's way of saying, okay, my body does not want to eat this, and it's not working.
Yeah, but that is with all cooked foods, actually, because that is a process that cooked foods generate. When you eat something that has been heated and cooked, it generates a whole process of reactions in the body, which result in being sleepy after 10 or 15 minutes after a cooked food meal, after a cooked meal. So, but to get back to my day, well, I would just lie down. I would just lie down on one couch. I would move to the couch where I could catch some sun at noon, and then I would go up to, well, crawl up the stairs. I could not do the stairs anymore normally.
Wow.
To lie a little bit in my bed to try to do something on the computer, but I could not hold on for long. Those were my days. I was just lying.
Although you slept a lot during the day, did you have difficulty staying asleep all night
long?
Yes,
because it's very typical that the sleep is very disturbed when you have chronic fatigue syndrome and or fibromyalgia. It's very typical that you can't sleep at night. But that sleep that you have during the day, it's not comparable to a healthy sleep, you know. It's a very disturbed sleep. You wake up every few minutes, and, you know, because there's always pain. And when the pain has its peaks, you wake up again. And that is why you can't maintain the sleep also during the night, because there's always the pain factor, especially when you have fibromyalgia. That is where the pain comes from, of course.
Let's talk about what the doctor said to you. When you saw the doctor, was this the first doctor that you sought advice from?
Well, I saw about 15 doctors. And I was always, well, most of them did not diagnose me with illness. They diagnosed me with depression, and they said, well, antidepressants, medication, and better, but I refused that because I could feel, I was depressed, but I could feel very clearly that it did not come out of my mind because I did not have any reason to be depressed. And it was a physical thing. It was a symptom of my disease. I could feel that. So I did not take any medication. But this was the only diagnosis that everybody would give me until somebody said, well, you have chronic fatigue syndrome and you have fibromyalgia. And I did not believe them. I didn't want to believe them because it was too vague and I couldn't do anything with that diagnosis because I knew if I have that, it will be very hard for me to heal. And so after four or five doctors diagnosing me with the same, I had to admit that I had it, but I did not give up the courage to cure from it, of course. But then it seemed that I already also had central myelitis and polyneuritis, so all the whole nervous system was infected, inflamed. So I had many paralyzing symptoms and not being able to talk some day at certain points or certain days. All these kind of weird things or being incontinent on certain moments. That is really awful because then you feel I'm losing all control over my body. So, I had Lyme disease. I had several major issues. But after those were healed, of course, chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia were still there. And that was really resolved by eating raw, by eating pure organic foods.
Now, how did you decide that this was the direction that you wanted to take? I mean, what were you doing that led you to stumble across a raw diet?
Well, I could feel it. It was my intuition. I have to do this. And as soon as I started, with green smoothie. The first green smoothie I made in my life, I was so enlightened by it because it was so yummy. I had not expected it to be so delicious. And I went out and I took a picture of my first smoothie in the garden because it was so green. I wanted to have a picture of it and show to my friends what I was doing. And so when I drank smoothies for 10 days, that had changed the pain factor. I was sure of it because in a smoothie, you can concentrate so many fruits in there. You can fill up your blender with all kinds of green leafy vegetables, a banana or some kind of a fruit that acts as a sweetener, and water. And that's it. It's easy food, and I did not have much energy to cook or to make lots of food. So these exist from heaven, and they are ready in a minute, and it doesn't cost any energy to make them. And when I drank those at the beginning, I could really feel how my body was recharging itself. And I never had that feeling when I was eating my cooked vegetarian meals, you know, which cost me lots of energy to produce them, to make them, and which cost my body a lot of energy to digest them. So because with blended foods, the digestion is already halfway. You only have a little bit work left to do with the body itself. Plus you are adding so many alive enzymes, and you don't add live enzymes with cooked foods because they're all dead. As soon as you heat food above 108 Fahrenheit, centigrade Fahrenheit, all the enzymes are killed. And those are the substances that we need for our body to digest our food, to break it down, to break down the fat, to remove the toxins. Every process in our body needs enzymes. And that is what you get from a live food, from food that is not cooked, from food that is raw. And that is what I could feel so clearly, because already after a few days, I could feel some difference. That's how fast it goes. So the only thing that I needed to know, okay, this is the right path to follow. And yeah, that's all you need then.
When you're trying to formulate your recipes, can you explain to our audience what foods should you start off with and how do you figure out the proper ratios?
Well, the most important thing with raw foods is that you get enough greens, because a lot of people make their beginner mistakes. I made them too, you know, and that's how you learn from the things that you don't do well. That's where you learn the most from. So most people, when they start off with raw food, they overeat in nuts, because when you stop eating cooked foods, you are still craving the density of cooked foods. So many people find that density in eating nuts, but you can really overeat in them, and then that's not healthy either, because raw food is not about overeating, but eating less after a while. And that is the evolution that you make. You start with eating loads of raw foods, and then it becomes less and less and less, because your body takes so many nutrients from what you're eating that it is so refueled, and it tells you, okay, I had enough, you can stop eating now, you know? So that is how your portions get smaller. They become smaller after a while that you're eating raw. But very important are the greens, because so many people don't like eating greens. They are not used to the taste. And green smoothies are a perfect example how you can get used to eating more greens, because at first you can start with more fruits that will add more sweetness, and then you can take away the fruits and leave one piece of fruit at the end, and the rest of your blender is full with greens, you know, leafy greens. And the green water actually is the basis of your raw food diet, of every diet actually, because water, hydration is something that we forget about. We are not taught how to drink water, and you need enough water a day to make sure that all your functions are optimal. That is the first thing. And then your greens, and then your vegetables. So I mean the root vegetables, the starchy vegetables, and then your fruits. And then come your nuts and seeds, and then come your sprouts. They are live food. When you sprout a seed, that means that it will generate life. It is activating the enzymes, it becomes alive, and it gets that tiny little tail, and that tiny little tail, that will become a tree, a plant, a bush, whatever it is. So it has incredibly much power, life power. And when you eat sprouts, you get that life power instantly into your body. And that is something that I ate a lot too, and still eat a lot too every day. And that is something that people forget about too, that is their sprouts. And that is true life food that you add to your body. And the more live foods you add to your body, the more alive you will feel. That's normal. So, and you have also the blue-green and algae and seaweeds. Those are on the top of the pyramid, let's say. So these are the most important food groups in your raw food diet.
What type of algae should you purchase if it's not something that's accessible to the area that you live in? Like, what should you look for at the store when you're shopping for it?
Well, the first thing to watch for is always, is it grown organically? Is it grown in an area that is not too polluted? We can't say that anything isn't polluted anymore these days, but you can do some investigation into that. And
you can call the company, too, and the company will tell you what conditions the product is grown under.
Yeah, and, you know, it depends on the algae, too, that is grown. So, for instance, you have wild algae, like marine phytoplankton, for instance, comes from the ocean. And then there are the algae that are grown in containers, like spirulina, for instance. So, but spirulina is very, very good also because it's the queen of the proteins. It's complete protein. And that is something that people forget. They can get all their proteins they need from their greens and from algae and all that. So.
Thank you. What about frozen foods?
Frozen foods? Well, usually when something is in season, I mean when mangoes are in season or pineapples are in season, they are cheaper. And that is when I buy more of these fruits and I chop them into little chunks and I freeze them in little containers in my freezer, because then I know I can store some foods that are more expensive in winter, and I will still have the fruits that are grown in full sun, and so they will add some sunlight to my body, so to speak, in winter. So you can freeze all your foods if you wish to, but it's always better to have them fresh, of course. You always have to look for the solution that is the closest to your health principles. So if you can't have access in winter to fresh fruits, well, then make your stack in your freezer with some sunny summer fruits, and it's still better than go out and buy canned fruits, for instance, in the store, because then you will have the sugar with it. So you always have to look a little bit into what is the closest healthy solution to my health principles. And frozen fruits are good when you have no better solution, but it's always better to have the fresh food, the whole food, in season itself.
Thank you. Are there any particular tools that people should buy, or can you basically use whatever you have in the kitchen in order to prepare raw
food?
Yeah,
you can use just everything you have. And that's what I always say to my coaching clients, too, when they start with raw food. Start with what you have, and when you are convinced this is what I like eating, this is how I like living, because it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. Then when something breaks down, go for the best quality that you can get, you know, because when you eat raw, a lot of things change. It's not only your diet, it's not only the foods that will change, it's also your kitchen. You will detox your body, but you will also detox your kitchen, because you will start throwing out what can still tempt you to eat bad stuff again. So you throw those things out. Regarding equipment, just start with what you have, with a knife and a cutting board, with a small blender. And when it breaks down, go for the right stuff, the good stuff, the quality, because life will become all about quality. That is what I wanted to say. When you eat raw, you are choosing for quality in your foods. You choose to eat organic foods, which deliver much more quality nutrients to you, less pesticides, less junk that's on there to make them grow better. So you always, it becomes a mentality to choose more for quality. Also, because you are investing in your body, you are investing in your health, you just don't want to waste that with stuff that doesn't fit in there anymore. And it is about food, and it works for relationships as well, you know. You will be more selective with people you will want to have contact with or whatever. You will start seeing differently. Also, when you are doing a work that you don't like at all, you will start looking at it differently, and you will ask yourself the right questions that you should have been asking long ago already, but now they will come up because it's all connected to the detox. And that detox, you can tell right away, it goes much, much further than you think it will go. It's not only about your body, it's about everything. And it always comes back to one thing, quality. Quality in your food, quality in your work, quality in the people you see and live with, quality in whatever you do. You want the best out of you. And that is what raw food starts doing with you. It changes your whole point of view, your whole perception of life, and it creates a new vision on who you want to be and what you want to do. So it's very, very interesting. Once you start getting into raw food, you only want to know more and be better and be the best for yourself.
Thank you. And speaking of learning more, Marie Claire, we are out of time, but can you share with our audience your website and also the information about your book, which can also help people get a kickstart to, or jumpstart rather, to trying a three-day raw diet?
Yeah, I wrote that book especially for people who are not sure yet that raw food is something for them, and they can try it out because I wrote a free ebook when they enter their name and e-name on my website, ravishingraw.com. They will receive my welcome gift because I appreciate people who are taking charge over their own health and life. And so they receive this free ebook from me where they can start up a trial of 3 days with all raw recipes for 3 days from breakfast to dessert, and with a shopping list, what they need to get into the house to make it work. And they will feel difference after 3 days, I can assure that. So it's a real nice way to get to know raw food, what it does for you.
Thank you so much, Maria Clara. And folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been June Stoyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, everyone.